MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Yes. This is MDN Shows Running with the Times, only on MDN TV, the podcast. And I am Major Daughter. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all our listeners and viewers around the world. Meet us in the comments. We are live there. Engage, ask your questions. And if you have not subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Because this is the hottest show on the planet, and we bring you the hottest guests on the planet. Today, we're talking about our gifts, our talents, our skills, our abilities, what Mother Nature is giving us, what we've been given by the universe. And my guest says we can create income and impact with those gifts and talents. But how many of us have really been able to do that? Well, if you feel like, I want to find out more, tell your friends to tell their friends to jump in, and we'll find out together right after this.
MDN TV, the podcast. Be abreast with now. Never miss a thing with MDN TV, the podcast. We love to keep you in the present with diverse goodies from secular and non-secular subjects of global interest. Join us. Grab more from these series. Listen to our podcasts. The undeniable choice.
The undeniable choice for today is indeed Kilian Flukiga. Look, he's a coach, a catalyst, a speaker, award-winning author, and a performer. So much, the list is really long. Kilian has a goal to help 50 million people by this year. This year, you are one of them, to discover, develop, and serve with their gifts and talents to create their own version of their ultimate life. What is your ultimate life? Well, Kilian, thanks a gazillion times for saying yes, for sharing yourself and your wisdom with the rest of the world. I hope I didn't butcher your name there. Please take this opportunity to greet our listeners and our viewers. The mic swings to you now.
All right. Thank you. Well, I'm grateful to be here and helping people understand who they really are, and that they were given gifts, and that the best use of their gifts is to serve. And it's easier now than it's ever been to create a difference. People say, I want to make a difference. To make a difference or make an impact, and to make money or create a full-on business with the gift that you have. And that's exactly what I'm about. And 50 million is my goal, my commitment this year.
And I'm sure we can help you get that a little bit to half, right? So the question is, first, what inspired you to really pursue this journey of helping others to use their gifts? I mean, who would have known that we could monetize our gifts and talents? Kilian?
Well, I went down the regular get a job, you know, have a corporate career kind of thing. Yes. For many years. So I had a 30-year career in energy and electricity production and all that sort of thing. And what I noticed is, even though I made a successful career out of it, my personal life was unhappy. It was a disaster, actually, and is the subject of some of the books that I wrote. And finally, after 30 years in that career, creating what looked like success from outside, I personally reached a breaking point and walked away and started over and said, what do I really want to do? Who do I want to be in the world? And I realized that my fulfillment, the thing that made me feel good every day, was to be in service. In other words, to be helping people. That's the phrase we all use. Yes. And then I thought, okay, if I'm going to help people, how do I do that? And then immediately I turned, okay, what do I do well? What do I know how to do that would be valuable for somebody? And that's where I began the pursuit looking for my own areas where I could possibly do something that was valuable. And by valuable, I mean that people would pay for.
Hmm. Wonderful. Well, the greatest book in this world says that see a man diligent in his work, he will stand before kings and not mere man. It says the gift of a man makes room for him. So there's definitely something you're onto. And we were all built and born to serve. I so believe that. But the million-dollar question right now is this: how can I make money doing what I love, using my gifts and talents?
So that's fabulous. Some people think they have this idea that they're going to go somewhere up on a mountain or under the bed or wherever and suddenly understand the gift that they have. And they're going to run outside in the front yard and put a flag up and say, I have the gift of X, and people are going to line up with money to pay them. Well, I've never seen anybody that works for, not even me. When I decided to walk away from the other work and start over, I had to search my heart for the things that I had really enjoyed. And so I found that, well, I have a gift of music. I had done a lot of community work in church and community with music. And I thought, okay, so how can I use music? That was one question. Yes. Another thing that I had done a lot of was speaking. So in my corporate career, I'd learned to be a good presenter and speaker. And I thought, okay, I have that. So that's two things, because I can speak about different topics and I can help people learn to do that. So that's two things I could do. And then I thought about, so I've had an extraordinary choice. I did the corporate ladder climbing and made money, and I've walked away from it to pursue this sort of weird journey of finding your gifts and turning it into a business.
Yes.
That story in itself was a thing. So I had four things: music, speaking, teaching people to speak, and helping people with the choice to listen to their intuition, their inspiration, the gifts that they had from the divine, from their creator, just that journey, and to have the courage to do that. And for me, that's what created my coaching business. So today, the way I make money from my gifts is I write and produce music, and the songs talk about the stories from the books that I wrote about my life. I speak at different conferences. I'm speaking tomorrow, for example, at a conference.
Wow.
I also teach people how to speak, how to present, how to show up, because that happens to be a gift that I have. And then I also have a coaching business where I have clients who are coming just like the question and says, they say, okay, I've been doing this, whatever this is, for all these years, but I have this yearning in my heart to help people with, and then they tell me whatever that is, and we figure out, okay, how can we turn your ideas, thoughts, and feelings into a business? And it isn't just like you drop the hammer. It might be a process where it takes you a month or a year to build it. It certainly took me several years to build the business that I have now doing those four things.
Wow. And that brings me to, how does one now find their gifts and talents? How long did it take you to really find your gifts and talents and really have that confirmation that this is it? Does one really need somebody to confirm, or you are sure I can sing, I can speak, I can, does it end there?
You don't need, most people. Okay. In fact, nearly no one has an angel dance on the table and say, okay, here's a list of your gifts. Go do this and you're all set.
Yes.
The purpose of this life is trial and error, making mistakes, moving forward anyway, because God didn't build us to have a smooth ride through this life. Our life here is for us to develop. Develop means having the courage to try things, having the courage to have people say, oh, that sucks, and then trying anyway again, you know, working with the idea that you know, fear or mistakes, it isn't going to kill me. So I've given talks that I thought were terrible. I've given talks that had zero impact, and I've learned from those. I've hired my own coaches to help me get better, people that had already learned that stuff. And so, like today, I still work in terms of singing with a Hollywood A-list vocal coach. And so I meet with him once a week and we work on things. And that's even though I already perform. So no, it isn't a day. It, you know, it doesn't happen in a day. And you don't need someone to tell you. You need to feel it and you need to try it. And what will happen is when you try it and keep going, then people will say, wow, that's really good. You're really good at that. And then later they'll say, wow, that's cool. Can you help me do that? Wow. And those kinds of questions come naturally, but they only come when you have the courage to go out and try it, whatever it is, anything from maybe you grow good gardens, maybe you paint well, maybe you speak, maybe you are a great listener and you teach people how to quit trying to be the, you know, that star of everything and to listen and to create relationships. I mean, there are a million ways you can add value and we need them all. Hmm.
So the greatest advice and counsel right now is that go out there and get started. You can't wait for nobody to confirm anything for you. Just get started and everything will meet you there. What do you think are some of the biggest mistakes that we are making out there when it comes to, well, making with our gifts and talents?
So you've already said one of them, and I want to commend and honor you because here you are putting on a show, bringing yes. people together, talking about different things. Why? Because that's in your heart to do.
Thank you. So
you're doing that and you're building an audience a little at a time and you go find people like me and whoever else is on to talk. And so you're doing this very thing. So the first big mistake is thinking that you're going to go find it like you go on a safari and dig it up in the yard. You're not going to go find it like that.
Yes.
You're going to go find it by playing. Go see what feels good, what's fun, and maybe a little scary. So the first time you get up and speak, oh, you know, you're going to forget everything you were going to say, and you're going to think it's terrible. Okay, even if it is, so what? You know, you didn't die. Maybe you're going to try to write a novel, or you're going to try to write a short story, and it's going to suck. Maybe you're going to paint something, and nobody likes it. Nobody fell up the mountain. You have to walk all the steps up the mountain, including the setbacks. So the first mistake is people think they're going to find it, whatever it is, and suddenly no. The second big mistake is people are waiting for the right time. Mm. Oh, I'm too busy now. I have these other obligations. I'll do it when life slows down. I know when I can think about it, when I can just clear my head. Never going to happen. You got to make a declaration. I'm going to start today. And even if I could only move 1% today in the direction of what I'm dreaming, 1% in the direction of what I want, in 100 days, that's 100%. So you don't have to like climb Mount Everest today. Maybe you just walk to the end of the block and back. And so that's the second mistake. First one is thinking it's just going to show up. Second one is waiting for the right time. And the third mistake is listening to the opinions of others, because other people don't see your vision. Other people don't have your connection with the divine.
Precisely.
Other people don't have your gifts.
Yeah.
So don't listen to that. You listen to your heart.
And other people don't see what you're seeing right where you are.
No, they don't.
If you had to start again, all over again tomorrow, would you do the same things that you have done, or would you change your strategy?
You know, I didn't tell the story, but during the 30 years I was in that other career, I struggled a lot with mental illness, with depression, with all kinds of stuff behind the scenes. So even though my external success looked big, my internal landscape was a mess. And I wrote a book called Tightrope of Depression about that journey. And the reason I mentioned that in answering your question is there was a lot of really difficult stuff through those 30 years, including things as bad as suicide attempts and addictions and everything else. And even with all that, I wouldn't change anything because those struggles have refined me and helped given me patience, given me ability to understand and encourage people, which makes me a better coach and a better person doing the things that I do, which is speak and sing and read books and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't change anything. Things at the time never happen as fast as you want. It's like, oh no, this is never going to happen. And the answer is everything is going to unfold exactly as it should if you just stay on the path and keep moving.
Do you ever have days or moments? Did you ever have days or moments where you never felt like showing up? Or where you never feel like showing up for your clients, showing up for an appointment, your love, showing up for a meeting?
Of course you have those days. The most important thing I've ever done, two things. And this, what I'm going to tell you right now, is worth $1 billion. But most people aren't going to understand or do what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom, the secrets of the universe. The first most important thing that I did is create a document that says to me, it's not for anybody else, who I am. And it is made between me and my creator. This is who I declare myself to be. So, for example, one of the statements in there is, I am my word. I speak only truth. I do what I say, and I am who I seem, with no camouflage, no duplicity, and no guile. And guile is an old word that means fooling people. Yes. So I that's a statement, and I give it, share it with you just because I'm trying to illustrate what this is. And there's many statements like that, and they're mine, and no one has to agree, and no one has to give me permission.
Yeah.
But they're the statements that I make between me and my God that says, this is who I am because I said so, because I choose it. And the creation of that document with its many statements and change it and refine it and whatever is my guiding star. I get up. I have it memorized. I read it slowly. I marinate in it every morning and every night. Why? Because I choose to. It reminds me who I am and who I said I'm going to be. So that's the first thing. The creation, I call it a personal truth and commitment, PTAC for short. The second thing is to create a morning ritual, which is something I do every morning, no matter what, no matter what. And the reason it's no matter what is because it is the process by which I create myself today. And I do it in accordance with things I've declared and decided that I am. So even if I wake up feeling like crap, one morning I woke up and I thought, I have a river of pain in my stomach and a river of doubt in my heart. Those are the first things I thought. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to get mad at that. I'm not going to fight with that. I'm going to just understand that that's what I feel. And then I'm going to go to work on myself until I move me from there to where I want to be when I come and meet you on this show. Or I meet my first client that day, because I choose not to meet my first client or my first conversation or my first podcast in that condition. I choose to create myself like I want to. And so creation of the document and then using it and other things every day, which include prayer and meditation and all the tools that you might use to create myself. Because that's what I want to be. Those two things are the stuff that lets you handle the rotten days, handle the crummy feelings, handle the setbacks, handle the people that, you know, want to knock you down or the things that fail. It doesn't matter. You go back to the things you have declared with your God.
Wow. You are a successful coach. How do you find your clients?
I find my clients just by talking to people. I don't have a big marketing. I don't run a bunch of Facebook ads. I speak at different conferences and people ask me to speak because they've heard me speak somewhere else. I do a lot of social media stuff, not to brag or to draw attention, but to encourage people. So for example, for the last 108 days, I think we're up to now, I've done a live stream every day that's between 10 and 20 minutes that broadcasts to LinkedIn and Facebook, three or four places, and YouTube. And the name of it is Road to 50 Million. So I talk in that about what's going on today in my effort to reach 50 million people, what I'm doing. I have my own podcast. I have a live stream on LA Talk Radio. I have a television show. But all those are nothing. They're just efforts to reach the people and help them create the life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, which I call the ultimate life. So that's how I get clients. I do that, and then people send me messages and say, I'd like to talk. And I'll just give them a link. We'll schedule a conversation, and maybe they want to work together, and maybe they don't. Maybe I have a book or a product that I've written, because my goal isn't money. My goal is to help these people get what they want.
Yes.
And in that process, people hire me. Hmm.
How can our listeners and viewers find out more about you? We are at the tail end. The show comes to an end, but the conversation doesn't have to. Where and how can our listeners and viewers continue this conversation?
So my name is weird, Kellen Flukiger. So when you have a weird name like Kellen Flukiger, you can't hide. So Kellen Flukiger, Google, there's thousands of hits because of not only my coaching business, but my previous executive career. There's tons of stuff under my name. You do have to spell my name right. If you go to Amazon and put my name in, there's books and everything else. Any social media, my website is my name. So KellenFlukiger.com. You know, I didn't have any trouble getting the website. Nobody wanted it, right? It wasn't like some name that a million people wanted. Yes. I got it easy, right? So you can find me, connect with me, send a message if you'd like to chat. You can read books. You can watch my lives on Facebook, any way you want. This is an invitation.
Yeah, and that website again is KellenFlukiger.com. Look, the link is in the description, and from the books as well, the link is in the description. What is more interesting is that there's also a five steps to your ultimate life on the website, a free guide. You want to say something about that, Kellen?
I do. And here's why I do that. It's something I give away, and it's real and it's true. But it's something that someone will read and then they'll want help doing, because the whole encyclopedia of the universe can't be fit in a free guide. So it's true and it's real. And I do it so I can get people in my email orbit, because I send out an email every day of encouragement, just like I do this live stream every day. So please go download it. And if you like what you hear, connect some more. And the podcast is free. The daily live is free. There's tons of free stuff. You're invited.
Yeah, and that is it. Make sure you take that and try it out. Look, you have nothing to lose. It's free after all. But I can tell you there's so much value. You want to create that ultimate life for yourself. Ask. Just ask. Success leaves clues. He has proven it, and he is it.
Absolutely.
He's right here to help every single one of us to do the same. We're at the end. Thanks a gazillion times for your time, your wisdom. Such a short space of time, but so much wisdom. You've been tilting bolts and nuts of wisdom. We appreciate you. Your last words.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. My last word.
You're welcome.
Here's my last word. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care what's happened to you before. I don't care if you've got struggles or difficulties behind you or facing you right now. It's never too late. It is available. Your help is available. The divine has not lost track of you. Every single person has gifts and talents. The question is, for you and me, are we willing to just do the work and move forward every day, even when we have setbacks, to keep moving in that direction of the dream that we have? No matter where you are now, it's never too late, so never give up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, Kellen Flukiger. Check him out.
MDN Talk Radio. The mic swings to you. At MDN Talk Radio, the conversation is upbeat with life-enhancing chats moderated by personalities that matter. Exclusive conversations to keep our radio community interactive is with you now. Log on from the comfort of your couch or take us along in your palm as you go. Hear us. The undeniable choice.